Hello and welcome back to What Do You Know For Sure podcast with me, Anne Hughes. In this episode, I was joined by Carol Zuke, who was joining me from Toronto. So I was very grateful to Carol for getting in touch to come on the podcast. And what she knows for sure is that your intuition is a better guide than your brain. And so it's about really understanding your gut instinct. What should I do next? And not always just listening to your head. And we went on a wonderful conversation about, you know, our influences, our conditioning, and that actually our souls all have their own unique thing that they require, and how do we get in touch with that and live our lives according to that. So a wonderful conversation that I really enjoyed. I hope you do too. Carol, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
And thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, tell us a bit about you.
I have been on a spiritual journey for about 5-6 years now, and it's going pretty slow, but it's also going fast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really leading me to what I'm meant to do, which is an abundance mentor. And to be honest, I think that there's even more for me. This is just the beginning. Life as a young mom, I had my first daughter, I was 21, really taught me a lot of things about growing up and the fact that I was meant to grow up a little faster than all my friends. And I now have 4 children and I'm married, and really just loving the journey of life, which was hard for me for many years.
I'm sure lots of people can resonate with lots of that. So I know that you have been listening to the podcast, Carol, and thank you for getting in touch and for joining me from Toronto. Tell me, Carol, what do you know for sure?
Your intuition is a better guide for you than your brain.
I can get that. Yes. How do you know that?
I guess I will say I've had to learn the hard way. Your mind often wants you to listen to the influences of how you were raised, involved in your life, what you've kind of been conditioned to do through life or to strive for. But everybody's soul requires something different and unique, and you need to listen to your intuition. You need to listen to your soul to really guide you to an abundant life.
And do you feel as if this journey has led you to an abundant life?
Absolutely. You know, you have to experience darkness before you can truly see light, light in your life. And you'll more so appreciate the light in your life when you have been through darkness.
And I think I can really resonate with that. And not always, but often I feel very tied to my intuition. And so I will go on what my gut feeling is about something, whether that is the direction I should take when I turn into a street, or just, you know, for no reason other than I could go either way. I'm going to go the way that way. I've decided I'm going to go that way, or whether I should do something or whether I should go somewhere. And yeah, I think that we all too often, society has probably, especially Western society, I suppose, has influenced us, hasn't it, to not listen to our intuition, to not believe ourselves, to just do
That's
it
right.
anyway. And so it's a bit of a journey to get back to your intuition, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Yeah.
And how do you do that? Have you got thoughts on how you did that?
Well, you know what? You can't make everyone happy around you, and people will have expectations of you. But when you tune in and whatever you feel, you know, people or society has led you to, but it just doesn't feel right in your body, regardless of how, you know, quote unquote, popular an opinion might be, it's okay to not be the norm. It's okay to step out of people's expectations if it feels good for you. And I've realized for myself that sometimes it feels better to make a decision that makes my body happy. You know, sometimes you can agree to do something, you know, as a people pleaser, as an empath myself, sometimes I'll say yes to something and really like in my body, it doesn't feel right. Like my stomach turns, or, you know, you keep ruminating on, wait, why did I do this? Oh yeah, I did this because it would be nice. It would make that person feel good. But really in your heart and your body, it doesn't feel good. Your intuition is telling you, like, wait, you know, you're doing that for them and not for yourself. You're not serving yourself.
Mm-hmm. And it's so difficult, isn't it? Because how often do we hear people say, I knew that was going to happen after something's gone wrong. I should have listened to myself. I knew I shouldn't have trusted that person, or I was never sure of that person. And what that actually shows us is that we didn't listen to ourselves.
That's right. Exactly.
And so it's like, it's such a journey, isn't it, to actually give yourself permission to say, and I have done that as I'm freelance in the work that I do. I have walked away from pieces of work. I have turned down pieces of work because something felt off.
That's right. Good for you.
But that's only something I've done. Yeah, it's something I've only done for the last like 4 or 5 years. It's not like I'm old Mother Hubbard sort of a saying, oh, learn from me. So lots of times before I didn't do that. But getting to that, I have to say, it can feel difficult and it can feel unnatural or sort of a counterintuitive, because you're like, it's a piece of work, of course I should take it. Another piece of work has always showed up for me, and that's maybe been a scary bit, but I still can say, no, but I knew it wasn't going to work out, so there was no point. So it's about others understanding, I suppose, isn't it, those listening to the podcast, that see that wee voice, that is you.
Yes. And, you know, and that goes back to, you've got to, you know, you come from the darkness, right? Mm-hmm. And then you become light, right? So it's part of lessons being learned. Uh-huh. And until you learn that lesson, you know, things that maybe don't work out in your favor will keep happening until you learn that lesson, until you listen to your soul and your intuition.
Uh-huh. And so you said at the very start, you told us about you having 4 children. And I always think, like, so this stuff came to you in life now, right? So you've been doing that for a few years and you get it now. And I'm the same. You know, I would say I've been on my spiritual journey since I was pretty young, actually, but especially for the last, I don't know, 15 years. And I think my kids don't always want to listen to what I'm telling them, I'll be honest, because they think it's my mumbo jumbo. But I hope that by showing an example of how I live my life, that they are therefore influenced on it. But I have got, you know, my kids are a bit older, 16, 20, my girls are. So, you know, that's difficult age. They've got a lot going on with exams and what have you. How do you feel about how you're going to pass this on to your children? Is it important to you? It's something you do. How are you are you going to show them by action, or are you going to try and really ingrain it in them?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know what? Because I've had my eldest daughter so young, she was a teacher for me, you know, unknowingly to her. However, she's also a very highly intuitive person. So, you know, I do feel like every single one of my children were sent to me to teach me a lot. And I have no issues with apologizing to my children when I'm learning my own lessons, even as an adult, because we are always learning lessons. And, you know, at the same time, even though they might roll their eyes when I repeat myself, or when I, you know, take things as a teaching opportunity, when, you know, they just, you know, wanted a slice of pizza, for example, you know, I will take those opportunities, because I know for myself, things that my mom used to say, or, you know, repeatedly say, or my dad, you know, God rest his soul, I remember certain things that I rolled my eyes at. And so if something's important to you that you want your child to know, you know, keep repeating it regardless of how annoyed they may be. And so I do care for my children to live an abundant life, and I don't set standards for them. I don't have expectations of them other than make yourself proud, make yourself happy, live a life that makes you happy, and something that you will look back and say that you're proud of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I loved what you said there about apologising to your children, or being humble in that. And I think, you know, I said to one of my friends recently, who has kids that are much younger than mine, And I was saying, do you know what I think you have to accept now as a mother, where I am on my journey, is that you're not always going to get it right. Mm-hmm. That sometimes even your kids will be looking at you as if you're just doing this wrong. But if I can accept that I'm not always going to get it right, and I can accept that I'm doing the very best I can with where I'm at, then I've got nothing to reproach myself for, you know?
Yes.
And being okay with that, being okay with that, and letting them see that I know it all. I don't think everything that I'm doing is right necessarily, but I don't know how to do it any better. And there's a vulnerability, because parents, you like to think of your parents as having all the answers.
Right.
We think our children need us to have all the answers, but actually, I would hope that by showing my own vulnerability with my own children, that I bring up young people who don't give themselves such a hard time, perhaps.
Of course. I think that's a great point, Anne, because if we have all the answers and we're so perfect, it almost would make our children feel a little bit, you know, not enough. You know, it kind of validates the fact that they're learning life when we're learning life too. And that's okay, because we truly are.
Yeah.
You know, and I must say, you know, now being a mom myself, in hindsight, and maybe people in and around our age can resonate with this, it was hard that my mom didn't apologize to me. Mm-hmm. I understand, right? There's certain things, especially because she, you know, was born and raised in the Philippines. She had myself and my brothers here in Canada. But, you know, I think that was the way. And life is so different here as it was there. And it's like, it's okay if you're learning. I just wish, you know, in learning the Western way, you know, the things that maybe were uncomfortable between us, or, you know, I drove my parents crazy, let's be honest here. Uh-huh. And the mistakes that she made, this the same way she expected apologies from me for my actions and behavior, it would make me feel really good if my mom could have apologized for some things where she might have overreacted or, you know, hurt my feelings, right? Yeah. So that's something I make sure that I do with my kids.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important.
As in something you said earlier about your journey with your children, and I often say that, and I'll say it to my kids, thank you so much for choosing me. You know,
yes,
they picked me to be their mom. Their soul did, right? I believe we're on this soul journey, and that they picked me. And as you were speaking there about your own mom, I thought, if I believe that my children picked me, that now, for the first time ever, leads me to the inquiry, so why did I pick my parents?
Yes.
And that's interesting, isn't it?
It is. And I have thought about that, you know, and I have a few answers for that,
uh-huh.
You know, and I do feel also, again, in hindsight, just on my journey, I'm realizing that, you know, I understand that I was born to be, you know, a generational curse breaker. I understand I'm here to heal the lineages, to change the narrative. Yeah. And it's such an honor. I have two girls and two boys. All four of my children are so different from each other, but also wonderful in their own ways. And I really feel like it is an honor to have so many children to, you know, kind of contribute to society. And I'm doing my best to make them as good of humans as possible. And I feel like a lot of that nurturing towards making them good humans does come from my parents. They just, you know, kind of went about it the wrong way in some ways, but in the right ways in others.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, it's been such a lovely conversation, Carol. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast and for sharing your wisdom.
Thank you, Anne. It's been a pleasure.
Hello, and thank you for joining me on this episode of What Do You Know For Sure podcast. If you would like to connect with me, you can do that across social media by searching Anne Hughes Ignite. If I refer to my radio show and the podcast, you can catch those on my Mixcloud. Again, just searching Anne Hughes Ignite. And if you or anybody you know want to answer this question with me, please do get in touch. Just go onto my website, annehughesignite.co.uk, and fill in the contact page at the bottom, and I'll be delighted to have this conversation with you too. Thank you.